Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And the views of our guest, and this afternoon we're going to have with us Mr. John Quirk, who's spent a great deal of his life with the intelligence agencies, has fascinating contacts throughout the world. He teaches at schools and universities, both in Paris and in London. And is, of course, going to be traveling very, very soon to the Near East to monitor the unfolding events, which he feels are going to be happening, and which I fear that are going to be happening there as the world moves progressively towards an attack on Iran. And, of course, I fear very much that there are going to be terrible consequences. We're going to turn the entire Islamic world against us. We're going to really turn the entire world against us, and Israel and the United States will stand alone. In fact, I'm not sure that Israel will even stand behind the United States, because we have our own interests, and I fear that we're going to betray Israel, and there are going to be terrible consequences as far as the Holy Land and as far as the people there are concerned, and God is not going to look kindly upon America as we carry out our program of genocide in Iran and then in the other Muslim countries as this whole thing begins to unravel. But I fear that the real consequence of this is going to be what's going to happen to the reserve status of our dollar. I really believe that we are going to wipe out the currency value of the United States, because right now, for instance, we've heard that Syria and Kuwait and Iran and Venezuela and certainly the United Arab Emirates, although this has not happened yet, we hear that they're the next one that is going to just stop pegging their currency to the dollar. And as more and more countries do that, they're talking about in South America, Argentina and Brazil, stopping pegging their currency to the dollar and having some sort of a basket of currencies in South America. Putin came up with a statement today suggesting there'll be several reserve currencies in the world. And when that happens, all those hundreds of billions of dollars of American dollars that are circulating throughout the world are suddenly going to be coming home here, and we'll no longer be able to export our inflation. It's going to come home here, and we're going to see a terrible runaway inflation in the United States, which will destroy the value of people's pensions, savings, their CDs, anything they have that's denominated in dollars. And the average individual doesn't understand that there are people within our government who want to destroy America, who hate America, who have no loyalty to this country. Their loyalty is to this dream of a one-world government and a one-world religion and a new world leader. And they're quite willing to sacrifice our soldiers. They're quite willing to sacrifice our people. They're quite willing to sacrifice the stability of our currency. And I really fear the consequences of the coming war. Now, some people say, oh, this is just going to be a limited war. Oh, just a very, very small war, and it'll be over in short order. Well, I can remember, I can't remember from personal experience, but reading about the Boer War, and Lloyd Milner was the one who launched the Boer War, the Cape Colony against the Afrikaners back in 1898. And everybody referred to this as Lloyd Milner's Tea Time War. Our boys will be home by... They'll be home by Christmas. You remember that? And, of course, they just didn't say which Christmas. And 100,000 British casualties later, why, it was one of the greatest defeats they'd ever had. I remember the Korean War, though, and everybody said our boys will be home by Christmas. But they didn't, once again, didn't say which Christmas. I remember Bill Clinton promising us our boys would be home from Bosnia by November, but he didn't say which November. And I fear that we will never, during our lifetimes, see the end of the war we're starting. We'll be right back here at Radio Liberty.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two books set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Mr. John Quirk will be with us in just a moment. This is Dr. Stan back here at Genesis. John Quirk will be with us in just a moment and share his views. But have you noticed that they've just fired or relieved to command the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, a four-star Marine general, General Peter Pace? And, of course, I believe that this has to do with preparing for the coming war. I mean, in Washington, D.C., there are many forces at work, but I feel that the major force that is there is the fact that President Bush, and at least the people who control President Bush, are determined to go to war with Iran. Well, John, thank you very much for being with us. Why don't you pick up the story from there?
Well, let me tell you two recent developments. The last few days I've been talking to friends of mine, former Mossad, current Mossad, Russian KGB, people in the Pentagon intelligence community, and several things are happening. First of all, the Pentagon is completely supportive of an attack on Iran. Our senior military people even gave an interview to people in Israel saying that they definitely support President Bush's full tack in doing everything to stop Iran from developing nuclear weapons. The second most important development is that the Israelis have given up any hope of talking to the Syrians about peace, and most people believe that the Israelis will probably attack Hezbollah, including Syrian bases that support Hezbollah, sometime in July. And as I've been predicting, the United States will probably take some kind of action against Iran in July. Although the Pentagon people think it's going to take a little bit longer to do something against Iran. So we're heading towards some scary stuff. The other thing that's happened recently is that, which is somewhat bizarre, is that the FBI director, Mr. Mueller, has kind of given some hints that the Iranians may be planning some kind of attack against the United States, either chemical or biological. That's also supported by some friends of mine in the Pentagon. And Mueller went on to say that he fears that Al-Qaeda has intent to use nuclear weapons, and the only people that they could probably get them from eventually would be the Iranians. So there's lots of different things going on. Senator Lieberman yesterday or today came out and said the United States should probably attack Iran because of their support against support of insurgents that are killing our soldiers in Iraq. So there's lots of different elements happening here. There's the Israelis pressing, the Pentagon supporting, the intelligence community giving more information to President Bush about what the Iranians are doing in their nuclear area, and it's coming from a lot of different sources: the military, our counterintelligence services, the Israelis, and so on and so forth. So I believe that I'll stick to my original prediction sometime in July or maybe latest August for some kind of action against Iran.
All right. Now, do you think it'll just be trying to take out a few of the Iranian nuclear targets? I mean, some people say they have 1,500 targets. Do we have the ability to take out 1,500 targets, especially when many of them are reinforced and very deep, without at least using tactical nuclear weapons? And what would be the consequence if we did use tactical nuclear weapons?
Well, two questions there. One, the main targets are about 456 targets. The subcategories include the 456 and a total of 1,500. A lot of those are just research facilities, or they're fake facilities that the Iranians have set up to deceive us. Of the 456 targets, we know that there's about 56 in very, very deep underground facilities. And yes, the United States has the ability to take those out with conventional weapons. Although there is a debate in the Pentagon whether we would be able to go down and destroy all of them. That's why they're talking about tactical nuclear weapons. I don't think anybody wants to use tactical nuclear weapons. The Israelis are training now in Gibraltar and in Israel for dropping tactical nuclear weapons, but I think that's more of a pressure on the United States and a threat to Iran, and the Iranians aren't buying it. They're not backing down at all. So I think the United States has conventional forces, mainly Air Force. The second forces would be naval forces to take out most of the nuclear research sites.
Well, of course, you know, the problem that we're facing here, you know, is that we're not dealing with rational people. If we were to simply delay going to war, you know, I think that there's a tremendous movement within Iran to get rid of the mullahs, to get rid of Ahmadinejad. I don't think the Iranian people want to go to war, not at all. And they've seen what's happened to the Iraqi people with this terrible tragedy. So, I mean, what's wrong with just holding off for maybe 6 months and seeing what happens? They're not going to be able to develop any sort of nuclear weapons within a couple of, you know, 6 months to a couple of years, are they?
No, well, that's where our intelligence is lacking. But if you look at some of the other aspects of what the United States is doing, it seems that people are extremely worried. I'll just give you an example of what the United States is doing here. The FBI believes they have a special program, the FBI, in assessing threats of a nuclear nature and the collective efforts to prevent nuclear terrorism. And they've expanded their what's called their international counter-proliferation program it's a partnership of the Department of Defense, the Department of Homeland Security, and the FBI. And it's basically working with foreign partners to detect weapons of mass detection, including border security, undercover investigations, crisis management. The FBI has expanded that. They're extremely worried that we are behind the eight ball in discussing how to best contain any kind of threat of a weapons of mass destruction. And as part of that, their counterintelligence has expanded and shifted over exclusively almost to the threat of a relationship between the Iranians and Al-Qaeda, especially Al-Qaeda. So I think what you're saying about your assessment of 6 months away could be wrong. I think the Iranians are very, very close, probably less than 6 months, in having a nuclear weapon.
All right, fine. Well, the idea, though, of the Iranians who are, you know, Shia Muslims having anything to do with Al-Qaeda, which is a Sunni, and the Sunnis are traditionally hated the Shias. I mean, do they really believe that the Al-Qaeda, which is Shia, is going to work with their hated enemies?
Yes, I think they are. They're forming some kind of alliances. In fact, Mr. Mueller is down in Miami today talking about just that subject in a conference on nuclear terrorism. He's in Miami, and there's quite a few senior people with him, including the Russian foreign minister, and from another conference. And there seems to be, there's lots of things going on. The Russians have seemingly made a deal with the United States regarding the missile defense shield, Iran, and Azerbaijan. It's almost like a typical Russian agreement, extorting the United States to get something. What the United States wants is an okay by Russia for the United States to go in and take out Iran's nuclear facilities. The Israelis are pressing ahead. Their main goal is to eliminate Hezbollah and the support of Hezbollah, i.e. Syria, and behind them, Iran. They've already got a timetable, probably sometime in July. So I think that instead of revealing the intelligence like we did in the Iraq War, where we had egg on our face because we couldn't prove a lot, the intelligence community and the policymaking community have come together and just decided, look, we believe that there is a threat by Iran. And this threat can only be handled. We failed during the Carter years in dealing with Iran. The only way to deal with Iran is a preemptive strike. The other factor that's going on here is that Iran has been threatening a regional war. In the last few weeks, if you read Iranian newspapers, and from our intelligence from Azerbaijan, the Azerbaijanis supply a lot of intelligence to the United States. They're like Iranians. They speak Farsi, and it's a conduit. They border with the Caspian Sea and Iran. They've been telling the United States that the Iranians are very, very close to having nuclear weapons. So I think instead of the United States lobbying for more sanctions, the United States going to the UN or the EU, I think the Bush administration, with all of its national security apparatus, has decided the only way to handle them is to do a preemptive strike. Now, what's happening, there's also a lot of rumors that Iran is planning to unleash a missile attack against its Gulf neighbors, triggering a Middle East war. If the United States attacks its facilities, that's the basis of what they're going to do. I talked to a Iranian professor, but he's really connected to the hierarchy, a couple days ago, and he said that if we attack them within an hour, they will launch missile attacks against all of their neighbors.
And of course, that would wipe out the oil producing facilities of Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, drive the price of oil right through the roof. and, of course, create a regional war. We'll be right back with Mr. Quick here.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibility.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Read this morning, but wouldn't that tend to destabilize the Saudi monarchy? Would it perhaps give the Shia Muslims, who make up a significant part, at least of the eastern part there of Saudi Arabia, the opportunity to rise up and really play havoc with the stability of the monarchy? Because an awful lot of people aren't very happy with the Sauds.
Absolutely. It's a very good point. In fact, the man that runs Iran's think tanks, it's really a government front. It's their Center for Strategic Studies. His name is Admiral Shamkhani, said that the first attack would be against Qatar, Bahrain, and Oman, where the U.S. and British have bases. But the main attack would be against what's called the Gulf Cooperation Council states, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, and Kuwait, for exactly the point that you made, Stan, to cause chaos in that area. And he's also accused these Gulf states of helping what he calls U.S. Legitimacy and hegemony in the area against Iran. And lately, Iranians are more angry against Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and Kuwait than even against the United States. And then, of course, they said that in addition to those strikes against their against the oil fields and power stations there, they would certainly attack, have airstrikes on Israel, which would be through missiles. And they have thousands of missiles. And the objective that the intelligence people in Iran have said, the objective would be to overwhelm U.S. missile defenses with hundreds of missiles fired simultaneously on different targets and to cause chaos with Shia, Sunni elements, and to make the war a regional war, okay? And as a finality of that, the Iranians said that it's too late to stop Iran's nuclear program. They have no intention of stopping it. So I think the United States is getting Russia. I think we've got China on board. It's interesting, a friend of mine, former Chinese intelligence officer, who I work with on doing investigative work in China, told me that the Chinese have also come on board. They have agreed to not only terminate all nuclear cooperation with Iran, and they don't have to do that, but they supplied the United States with a lot of information on the Chinese anti-ship cruise missiles that the Chinese supplied to the Iranians. So it's like President Bush is able to get the Russians on our side, the Chinese on our side, because they would also suffer if there's a war. Their economies would suffer. So if you look at all the different aspects and elements, Russia, China, the Pentagon, what's happening with our counterintelligence services here, almost everybody except, I would say, the key states of the European Union is for a fait accompli that the United States is going to attack Iran.
Well, what would this do then to the price of oil? Certainly, I would think that it would skyrocket the price of oil. We'd be talking about, you know, probably $100, $150 a barrel oil.
I think it not only would spike the price of oil, I think it would, if the war continues, it would unbelievably damage our economy to the point that we could run out of oil. Now, when I say run out, the president would have to release the reserves, which hasn't been done, which has not been done in since the Clinton administration. You remember President Clinton released a lot of the reserves. And President Bush is already preparing for that. He's already reached out. President Bush has done two things regarding oil lately that's been kept kind of under wraps. He's gone to China, Japan, and a lot of our other countries that depend on us protecting the shipping lanes, and he's guaranteed that the flow of oil would continue to these countries. Because even if we go to war with Iran, China's going to suffer, and Japan's economy is going to suffer, and possibly India's economy would suffer. The other thing he's done, besides trying to allay their fears, President Bush has reached out to Mexico, more oil in Alaska and other sources, including Indonesia, to try to make sure that we get continued shipments of oils from other sources besides Gulf and Venezuela. So our economy and the Chinese and the Japanese economy not only are not interrupted, but don't lapse if there's an extended war.
Hold up, we're right.
You would like a copy of this show? Come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today.
or call toll free 877-300-7645.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, host of the NutraMedical Report, Monday to Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, Sundays 8 to 10 p.m. on GCN. You can call at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. You'll hear the latest in natural healing anti-aging solutions, stem cell research, depleted uranium recovery, vaccine dangers, GMO frankenfoods, heart disease and cancer recovery, H5N1 flu and the civil defense from chemical, biological, and nuclear weapons, global warming and globalist plans of the New World Disorder. Talking with top experts and authors. Log on to NutriMedical, that's NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871 to order the best nutritional supplements from Dr. Bill's companies, or select a nutraceutical needs consult. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical with an I, medical.com. Listen in Stream 4 and 2 on GCN Live, K-band satellite Monday to Friday, shortwave Sunday evening, 5.050, 8 to 10 p.m.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes medium mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Well, this is Arthur Stad here. Our guest this afternoon is John Quirk. John does have extensive contacts throughout the intelligence agencies throughout the world. John, before we go on, would you like to tell how people can get onto your blog spot or get certainly some of the material you put out?
Yeah, well, our website is www.assetlocationinternational.com, and my email is irgglobal@aol.com.
All right, fine. Well, now, look, here's the other thing is that you've described how George Bush is going throughout the world guaranteeing to everybody that they're not going to suffer in case we do get involved in a war there, and their oil supplies are cut off. Most people don't understand. Most of America's oil comes from Canada, Mexico, certainly to a lesser extent from Venezuela and Nigeria, and only a relatively small part coming from Saudi Arabia, but certainly certainly Japan and China are, and even Europe are dependent upon those sources of oil. So, but what happens if George Bush is wrong? What happens if the best laid plans of mice and men sometimes go astray and he can't certainly turn all of our oil supplies over to these other countries. If he did, in 6 months, when our oil supplies are depleted, America as an industrialized society would cease to exist.
Well, I think that's right, and I think the Chinese have realized that. China is a glutton for oil. They're making deals all over the place, and it started to realize, probably too late, that its own security interests, the Chinese as an oil importer, are jeopardized by the missiles and nuclear materials it sold to countries like Iran, which Iran has destabilized the Middle East by supporting terrorists. So the pecking order would be the United States number one, Japan number two, and China number three. I think that some other deals were made with the Russians, however, that the Russians would pick up a lot of the slack and possibly supply oil through different sources, probably to the north of their country rather than through Azerbaijan or the Gulf areas, but probably would supply oil to the west, to Japan, at unbelievably high prices, of course. That's what the Russians want. I mean, they've extorted Europe before by threatening, but the United States had to kind of make a deal with the devil with Russia, because a lot of the Russians supplied missiles, parts, anti-aircraft, and missiles for their submarines. And this whole thing about the Russians protesting our anti-missile shields in Poland and Czechoslovakia were nothing more than extortion by Putin. A friend of mine, I talked to him yesterday and this morning, former KGB colonel, who I've known a long time, has said this is what Putin is after. It's more money. And he plans to exploit a crisis, let the United States go into Iran, and he can benefit two ways. He benefits with better relations with the U.S. and also making tons of money on supplying Russian oil, because the Gulf will be backed up. It'll be turned into a parking lot. It'll be, there's no doubt about it, it'll be turned into a huge parking lot. So even though the Pentagon is estimating that the war would only last 6 days to 12 days, I think if the Iranians launch all their missiles, and they've been in mass production of their Shabat missiles, it could continue much longer. The only thing the Iranians have, this is what they have in their bag of tricks, and I wrote an article about this, but they've increased their missile supply, which could hit Israel and the bases in the Gulf. There's no doubt about it. They could also use their army to cross into the border. And interesting that Senator Lieberman pointed out they've expanded their bases on the Iranian-Iraqi border, and we've sent more troops there, but they would try to attack our troops, support al-Qaeda, support insurgents, and inflict large numbers of casualties. And then the real terror, the real horror, is what we don't know, and this is what FBI Director Mueller is speaking today on, spoke in Miami about nuclear terror, is the possibility that the Iranians have already obtained nuclear suitcase bombs and have tried to smuggle them in through the border or through Venezuela. So those are the things the Iranians have up their sleeves. And what's interesting is that the Iranians are not backing down. They have a lot of incentives to back down. They would get money and aid from the West. They would have better relationships with Europe. They could expand their relationships with Russia and China. They could start pumping more oil, which they haven't been able to do. And they would have a better chance of getting along with their neighbors. They don't seem to want any of that. The Israelis are convinced that they are going to attack them. So I think it's got to such a horrible state that the UN is not involved anymore. Sanctions are not even discussed. It's almost a fait accompli that we are going to attack them. And I don't think anybody really knows what's going to happen to our markets, our energy, or the ultimate results of the war against Iraq. I think the Pentagon is very confident, like they were with Iraq, that they can take out the Iranian facilities and destroy the Iranian military if they have to.
They, of course, did that very effectively with Iraq, and we're still fighting there. You know, certainly we have a very efficient military, but things sometimes don't work out just exactly as they've been planned ahead of time. And the scenario you're describing, as far as Iran is concerned, really doesn't make sense. In other words, Iran has everything to gain from peace and nothing to gain from war, and yet their leaders seem to be intent upon war. And if it doesn't make sense, then there has to be another explanation.
Well, you pointed out that their culture is different and they think differently and it's hard to rationalize. And I think their religion plays, their interpretation of their religion plays a very important part of their foreign policy, their intelligence service, their interior ministry, and their foreign policy and strategic thinking. And that is not, to our way of thinking, always rational. And what they believe is they believe this crazy sect they have there, the Makti, that the end of the world is coming, and that they've used Syria as a pawn, and they've got Hezbollah as an advance spear tip to attack Israel, and that if there is going to be a conflict, they are going to take out the Israelis first and their neighbors second. And this is all based on one premise, if the United States attacks them. This is what they're saying, okay? But there's a lot of intelligence that states that they're planning to attack Israel anyway, apart from their threats of attacking the neighbors and U.S. bases if the United States attacks them. So I think that instead of, you know, a normal war where we launched a ground and air war against the Iraqis and defeated them in 21 days, it's going to be a little bit more difficult with the Iranians, because the Iranians control the Gulf where the oil flows out of. That's Azerbaijani oil, Russian oil, it's Kuwaiti oil, Saudi oil, Bahrain, Qatar. It's that whole region that they have the possibility of doing it. And, you know, it's ironic because these Shabbat missiles, they have thousands of them that that can hit Israel now and hit our bases. All that technology was supplied by North Korea, Libya, China, and Russia. So it's a very scary scenario, because I think that the worst-case scenario, of course, would be the use of a nuclear weapon, whether it's on our part using tactical nukes or whether it's on a terrorist part that the Iranians have supported, or Al-Qaeda. And the second part of that is how it could damage our, what I would call our fragile economy now. So I think President Bush has also got the Chinese to agree not to pull the plug economically on all the treasury bonds that they've bought. So that will help. I think the hope among all elements in the foreign policy establishment, the think tanks, the Pentagon, and the National Security Council, is that we would take out just the Iranian nuclear facilities. We would not take out cities in Iran. We would not have lots of civilian casualties. If the Iranians follow up their threats to launch missiles, then the United States would have to take out their army, navy, and air force. We could take out their air force and we could take out their navy, but I think it would be extremely difficult to take out their the Iranian army.
And I'm so glad you brought up the point about their religious beliefs, because that is the X factor that everybody's ignoring. We're not dealing with rational people, at least among the leadership of the Iranian government. We're dealing with people who have an entirely different worldview, who are unconcerned about the fact they may lose a few million of their own people. But once a war gets started, you never know what's going to happen. That's the great tragedy, is this things begin to unfold. You know, and of course, we can make all the plans we want to, as our own military had done, as far as taking Iraq was concerned. And they followed it right along, but unfortunately, nothing worked out as it was supposed to. And my concern is that once we get involved with a major war with Iran, and if their troops begin to overrun our men there, you know, and slaughter, you know, by the tens of thousands, you know, in Iraq, then what is our military going to do? They're going to have to make retaliations, massive retaliations against the Iranian and the populace, and not only the Iranian army, but the Iranian populace, and heaven only knows where this is going to lead as far as the rest of the Islamic world is concerned. Because even though a lot of them may not like the Iranian Shias, I think many of the Muslim nations would look upon it as the Crusaders attacking once again the faithful, and they will have to unite against the Crusaders.
And see, this, you're bringing up an important cultural point. Throughout the Cold War, when we had a threat of nuclear attack and it loomed large, the United States, even in the darkest days between Russia and the U.S., ultimately resolved all of their differences through diplomacy. Okay, how do you work diplomacy when terrorists don't want to sit down at a diplomatic table? And Iran is a terrorist state. And they did not get along well in the last talks that we had a few weeks ago. Okay, they talked about Iraq, but they didn't want to discuss anything about their nuclear program. They're just completely immune to any kind of reason or rationale. And when you talk about, see, we hope for peace. We hope for prosperity. We hope for, in our democracies, we hope for a rationale because we love freedom and we love democracy. There's no democracy or freedom in Iran. Iran is a terrorist state. We've had trouble with them going back to the Carter administration, and Carter blew it a number of times, not only with the hostage crisis, but he should have dealt tougher with them. Now this is coming back to haunt us. And I'll tell you, I think not only the Gulf states, but I think China and Russia are terrified of the fact that this war could expand. Okay. We're worried. The United States is worried, but we're a lot stronger economically than the Russian economy or even the Chinese economy. Imagine what will happen if oil shipments are interrupted to China. China is booming. They need oil for their cement factories, for shipping things to the United States. If oil is interrupted to China for a few weeks, this is why I think they've come over to our side. Their economy could collapse for maybe 5 to 10 years. Our economy was hurt after 9/11, but we recovered in 2 or 3 years, and it was like a blip. I mean, so I think the worst thing that could happen if the war continues past 2 weeks. And if you had a little chart, nothing will happen. Oil prices will go up if the war continues past 6 days. If it goes a week or two, oil prices are going to go up. If the war goes 3 weeks, a month, or there's tremendous damage in the area, then I think you'll start to see economies go down. After a few months, some of these economies, including the United States, could tank. And I mean go into a serious recession.
Well, because one of the things
says, no, that's not going to happen.
Well, one of the things that I think, certainly some of the strategists on the other side are looking for is the stability of our currency. I mean, we are the reserve currency of the world, but we're the largest debtor nation in the world, and certainly Japan, China is holding $700 or $800 billion of our currency and of our reserves, so is Japan. And these countries get into trouble, and then they see the dollar falling, they're going to dump those reserves. And what would happen if America's currency was no longer the reserve currency of the world?
Well, I think that is, it's somewhat of a concern, but I think the bigger concern with the Chinese, if they could hurt us, if they pulled the plug, their economy would also tank, because we are the largest importer of Chinese goods. So they're caught in not so much a catch-22, but they're caught in a word I love to use, a conundrum. They can't afford to pull the plug on the United States. And they don't control the shipping lanes out of the Gulf. They want to in 20 years. They probably are trying to control the shipping lanes in the Pacific and the Panama Canal and the Caribbean. And down here where I live, near the Caribbean, they're expanding all their power and potential with the Caribbean nations, the CARICOM nations. They control both ends of the canal. They're building a pipeline. They finished building a railroad in Venezuela. But that's not the case in the Gulf where they get their oil. The United States Navy controls those shipping lanes. So the United States Navy is guaranteeing the flow of oil to China. I don't think China will want to pull the plug on us economically.
Maybe in
20 years they will, or in 10 years if another crisis comes up. But right now they're beholden to the United States.
Well, let's hope that things work out, so that the flow of oil is not stopped. But, you know, what bothers me, John, is that, you know, throughout history, people have always had these ideas that their plans, the First World War was going to be very, very short and concise. The Second World War would be over in no period of time. I mean, our boys would be home by Christmas in Korea. I mean, after all, how could Vietnam last very long? A little tiny country the size of the state of Mississippi fighting a country the size of the United States, and how could we possibly fight there for 10 years and lose the battle? Mm-hmm. When wars start, you never know how they're going to end.
You, but I think if we don't do something now, if we wait 6 months or a year, it's going to be worse. Then if the Iranians have nuclear weapons, they could give it to al-Qaeda. This is one of the problems that the Iranians... one of the things about the Iranians, they're brilliant at smuggling, and they're brilliant at black market operations. They've survived with these sanctions. Their intelligence service is all over Europe, wheeling and dealing. And, again, we get back to this, their religious interpretation of the Quran and the end of the world. By the way, they think the world's coming to an end August 22nd.
Let's hope that they're wrong anyway. We're going to have to let you go, John. I'm looking forward to talking to you tomorrow morning on our Freedom Network. And God bless. Thanks so much for being with us. Fascinating material. I hope our...
This is every day about Iran.
Bye-bye and God bless. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar-powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at Genesis Communication Network, and we're in real trouble as a country, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, behind this are powerful spiritual forces. If you've not yet read my February 2007 newsletter, Radio Liberty Network, go to radioliberty.com, the February 2007 letter, and we'll explain to you there things that you're never going to hear elsewhere about the powerful supernatural forces that are at work driving us towards this, really, I believe, a climax in history. Now, if you haven't yet got your food laid in, you really ought to. If you'd like a food catalog, if you have our food catalog and you need more information, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Begin making your preparations. Lay in your medical supplies. Lay in your food supplies. Lay in your vitamin and other supplies. Have a large supply on hand because we just don't know what's going to happen. Do you have your water filters? Do you have your water barrels? Do you have the pumps for them? Do you have the other things that you need in case there is a major cataclysmic attack here in the United States? Have you made your preparations financially? Have you made your preparations spiritually? And if you haven't made your preparations spiritually, why, you really need to give serious consideration to having a personal relationship with our Lord and simply surrendering your life to Him. It's as easy as getting down on your knees and saying, Lord, I'm a sinner. I want you to take control of my life. Come into my life and take over. And you'd be amazed if you really say that with sincerity. Your life could change forever. I know this is what happened to me some 45 years ago, and it's certainly been a fascinating life since I let the Lord take over and begin directing things instead of trying to do it always on my own. Of course, I still try to do things on my own, but increasingly I come to rely upon Him, and you're going to have to learn to do that. If you haven't read Corey Ten Boom's wonderful book, The Hiding Place, if you haven't read Don Piper's 90 Minutes in Heaven, those two are available through Radio Liberty. That's Corey Ten Boom and book, The Hiding Place, and Don Piper's book, 90 Minutes in Heaven, and you'd like to hear my interviews with Don Piper, they are available from Radio Liberty. So, ladies and gentlemen, begin making your preparations. We're in for some difficult, difficult times. So we have a great new talk. It's called Iraq, The Untold Story. It comes with a syllabus. It gives you all the background. It explains all the wars of the last century. You must understand they've all been contrived. And this latest The war was contrived, planned long before we ever, of course, went to war with Afghanistan and with Iraq. This was all just slam dunk, planned ahead of time, as was what happened on 9/11. You had to have an excuse to get into the war. We have three little pamphlets that come together, three parts of Foreknowledge 9/11. That's Foreknowledge 9/11. Or certainly we're running a series of articles on news and views, or you can pick up my Radio Liberty newsletters from August through December of last year, 2006. Just get pull down those newsletters and read them, and you'll understand what really happened on 9/11. You're certainly not being told the truth. We've got a 4-tape set on why did the building come down. We've got a 4-tape set on 9/11. We have a special on 5 DVDs, including Terror Wars, Terror Storms, 9/11 Press for the Truth, and the 5 best DVDs, The Day That Changed the World Forever. They're all available on a very special price from Radio Liberty. Call us at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then please encourage people to listen to our problems, to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, to help us get the truth out about the powerful spiritual forces at work. And if you haven't read my or seen my DVD entitled The Forbidden Secret, that's The Forbidden Secret, and then my DVD or book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get this. There is another dimension. There are spiritual beings. There is a supernatural forces at work, manipulating everything going on. And then please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. We'll be back in just a moment with the second hour of our programs here at Radio Liberty.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals. chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and hopefully we're going to have Dr. Bob Bowman on in a few moments. Dr. Bowman was a retired Air Force fighter pilot. He had certainly, I think, well over 100 flight missions there in Vietnam during the Second World War. And, of course, he's touring the nation today, trying to make people understand that we're losing our freedom. We're losing this country, and people have to become informed, and they have to become involved. And Dr. Bowman's going to be speaking in the Monterey Bay area, where I live. I believe it's Thursday of this week, and we were going to announce, as soon as we've tied up with our other local stations, where he's going to be speaking and, of course, what time it's going to be. But Dr. Bowman is simply, at his own expense, going from community to community, trying to get the good American people to become involved in the political process, because freedom is lost when good people aren't involved, and men and women really do become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And we are facing organized evil today on a scale never before seen in our country. And there truly are demonic forces that are working openly here, dragging us from war to war to war. And this whole situation of supposedly being at war with terrorism, if we were at war with terrorism, the first thing that they would have done immediately after 9/11 was to have sealed the southern border. And they've consistently refused to do that, and now the president is saying, well, if you'll pass this amnesty bill, then I'll seal the border. That's what it's all about. If you want to be protected from terrorism, if you want me to do what I'm supposed to do and seal the border, you're going to have to do what I want you to, and that is stop being un-American and opposing family values, and pass the amnesty bill so that all the illegal aliens and immigrants can become American citizens, because that's what I, as your president, feel is best. After all, I am the president, and I believe in doing away with national sovereignty and joining Mexico and Canada, not into a union, into a community. That's what it's all about, a North American community. Well, Dr. Bowman, thank you so very much for being with us this afternoon.
Well, thank you.
And you're going to be speaking here on Thursday, is it?
Well, where is here?
Santa Cruz.
Oh, yes. Yes, I certainly am.
All right. Well, we'll announce that in just a moment here when we have all of our stations on board from the Santa Cruz area. But you are taking a trip now across the country?
Yes.
And you're just going from community to community. And what's the message you're trying to get out?
Take back America.
Okay.
We need a government that follows the Constitution, honors the truth, and serves the people.
Well, I don't think anybody could disagree with that, although I think probably you'd find very few people in Washington, D.C. who want to follow the Constitution, because most of them don't believe in the Constitution. They believe in the rule of man. They believe whoever has the power has the right to rule. And I agree with you. We need to get back to the Constitution.
Yeah, it's the only way we can protect the people from the fascism that they're imposing upon us.
Amen to that. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment as we take some other stations on board here. And then we'll, of course, announce the telephone number where you're going to be speaking there on Thursday evening and how people can get there. So, again, our guest today is Dr. Bob Bowman on tour across America, trying to reawaken that flickering flame of freedom that threatens to be exterminated. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
In fact, well, this is Dr. Stan back here. And of course, with us this evening is Dr. Bob Bowman, retired from the military fighter pilot, and he's touring the nation at the present time, trying, of course, to get the people to understand the very real political and certainly ideological problems we face today. And he was just saying that he had actually, was this what, in 2004 you were running for the...
No, this was in 2000.
In 2000.
And,
you say
Pat Buchanan took the nomination away from me through the courts, overruling the grassroots of the Reform Party and our national convention, which overwhelmingly wanted me as their candidate.
I see, and so the courts then were intervened and actually transferred then the nomination to Pat Buchanan.
That's right.
But you actually had the votes there of the delegates across America.
I did.
Now, does the Reform Party still exist in any form?
Well, yes, it does exist, but it's a shadow of its former self, and of course it has lost most of its ballot access and lost all its federal matching funds because Ross Perot did extremely well in the two races he ran, but Pat Buchanan pocketed the $12.5 million in federal funds, pocketed it, and quietly went back to the Republican Party without even campaigning. So he did so poorly that the Reform Party lost its funding and its ballot access, which probably means even more.
You know, Chris, the thing is, if you don't have an organized party out there, you just can't run. Certainly, the Libertarians have a ballot access in many of the states, as does the Constitution, the Green Party.
Right.
Is there any other parties out there that you would consider going with?
Well, I'm not really looking to run for president again, but there have been a lot of people talking about the possibility of a combined party, a party where all the third parties get together and field one slate. That's very difficult to do.
I know, of course, there's so many egos that's involved. Well, we've got Mike locally here, and he's going to get the information for us. Mike, where is Dr. Bowman going to be speaking on Thursday?
Okay. We're kind of doing both in Monterey and the Santa Cruz area?
No, sure, go ahead.
Okay. That's June 13th in Monterey at the Unitarian Universalist Church. That's at 490 Agahito Road. And for more information, you can call 831-375-2016, and they're asking a $5 to $15 donation at the door. The door is open at 7, and the event starts at 7:30. That's Wednesday night. Then, on Thursday night, here in Santa Cruz, presented by the Santa Cruz 911 Truth Organization, that's June 14th at the University Inn and Conference Center on 611 Ocean Street. The door is open at 6 p.m., and the event starts at 7.
Again, where is that going to be held?
611 Ocean Street at the University Inn and Conference Center.
That's the old Holiday Inn, isn't it?
That's right. Everybody knows where that is.
All right, fine.
And for more information, anybody can call 477-4556 or email at santacruz911truth@yahoo.com.
And the doors are opening when?
At 6 o'clock, and the event starts at 7. And for this one, we're asking at $10 in advance at Streetlight Records, you can buy tickets or by calling that 477-4556. We're asking $15 at the door or $5 with a student or a senior ID. And everybody should understand that we're doing this to sponsor Bob Bowman as he goes all around the country spending 5 months out of his life to get this type of information out for people.
All right, fine. Thank you so very much, Mike.
Okay,
of course, it's the old Holiday Inn there on Ocean Avenue and certainly a very well known location, and now it's good, affiliated with the university, but they have a great conference room, and I put my conferences on there in the past. So if you're interested, of course, get down there on that Thursday evening here in Santa Cruz and Wednesday at the Universalist Church. So anyway, and the telephone numbers, if you need more information, you can always call our 800 number. We'll track it down for you. Dr. Bowman, certainly as you're traveling across America, what sort of response are you getting from the public with your message?
We're getting enormously good response, especially since it's only the first part of my talk that gives the depressing news of where we are. The last two-thirds of my talk give a positive vision of where we can go and how we can really change things in this nation and what kind of an America we can become.
All right, fine. Well, how are we going to change things in the nation, and what sort of America can we become? Or do you want to tell us what the problem is before you get into the solution? How would you like to handle this?
Well, I guess first I'd like to go to the part of the problem. Part of the problem is that the wages in this country today are a third of what they were in the 1950s because corporate domination of America has continued to drive down wages in this country by playing with the supply and demand of labor. And they do that by exporting jobs out of this country and importing cheap labor through unlimited immigration of illegal aliens.
All right, and of course, that's really what so much of this whole thing about amnesty, and that's why the president seems to be so intent upon, you know, demanding that he's not going to close our borders. He's not going to protect us from terrorists until we do what he wants, and that is stop objecting to the family values and, of course, stop objecting to these people who are here illegally all becoming...
And, of course, it's big corporations' values is what it really is, because the reason they want all these people in here is to drive down wages for all the rest of us.
Right.
But the second part of corporate domination of our government has been a series of wars, from Iraq to Bosnia to Kosovo to Afghanistan to Iraq again, wars which are never in the interest of those fighting them or the ones left behind, but only serving the insatiable greed of the global investor class.
Well, of course,
this has been regardless of party. Both parties have done it.
But of course, now you're a professional military man.
I am indeed. And I very much resent an administration using and abusing our young men and women in the military to do a job which either shouldn't be done at all or should be done by mercenaries paid for by the oil companies out of their own ill-gotten profits.
And of course, I certainly agree with you. All of these wars are totally unnecessary. I mean, they're not fought to defend America.
No.
They're fought as part of the corporatocracy and their desire to dominate the world. And they've really exploited our fighting men, haven't they?
They have indeed, and it's happened under both parties. Remember that W has taken this to new heights with his horrendous occupation of Iraq and the war in Afghanistan. Still, we have to remember that Clinton bombed Kosovo for 70 days in violation of the War Powers Act and the U.S. Constitution. So he was guilty of a similar thing. Similarly with foreign trade, the big money masters that rule both political parties want to export jobs and import labor. They want trade deals that give them everything they want and give the working people nothing. So, for example, George Bush gave us CAFTA. But you have to remember that it was Bill Clinton and Al Gore that gave us NAFTA and crammed it down the throats of a reluctant Congress. And NAFTA has destroyed the standard of living and the quality of life on both sides of the Rio Grande. Because these agreements are not really about free trade. They're about free investment.
And I think that most people really don't understand the terrible suffering that NAFTA brought to the Mexican people.
And that's why so many millions of them are fleeing here to be able to hopefully earn a few dollars to feed their families, is because we drove them off the land with NAFTA by the government subsidizing Archer Daniels Midland to grow corn and export it to Mexico and selling it more cheaply than the Mexican family farmers could grow and sell it for.
That was because it was subsidized by our government. So we were subsidizing the destruction of the Mexican farmer.
That's right.
And what did they do? They can't make a living down there growing corn, you know, and so they have to come to America. So, and then, of course, they come to America, we give them free education, we give them free health care, we give them certainly subsidized housing in many instances, we give them food stamps, we give them all of these luxury items. I mean, if you were Mexican, wouldn't you want to come? Of course they would. But it's always planned ahead of time. They knew what they were doing. And in the process, they drive down our health, our standards here. They're bankrupting our schools. They're bankrupting our health care system. And these people really don't care, do they, Colonel?
No, they're making their profits. And it'll be even worse if we, by some chance, and we won't, but if we allowed the North American Union to go forward, it would be much, much worse, and I can certainly explain about that.
All right, fine. Well, when we get back, I'd like you to do that. Of course, they insist they don't really want a North American Union. They just want a North American community. Don't ask me what the difference is, you know. Of course, they want a North American Union. They're just lying to you. But when the president and the vice president and the media are all lying, I mean, how do you get the truth? And I'm sure that's what Colonel Bowman's doing. He's out there trying to get the truth out to the American people and traveling across the country at his own expense, trying to let people know what's really going on.
Ted Anderson for Midas, June 11, 2007. Gold, $6.5120. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $672.38, $331.80 for half, $165.90 for quarter. That's $672.38, $331.80, and $165.90. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar's fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Not making the money you were expecting, signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing, it's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture, and I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
To Washington. We're going to take that to Washington.
Well, all right. This is Dr. Stan, and our guest, of course, is Dr. Bob Bowman, retired Air Force officer with a certain number of 100 combat flights in Vietnam and And now, of course, he's touring the United States trying to get the truth out about this effort on the part of the people at the highest levels of our government to destroy the sovereignty of our country. We actually have something we offer through Radio Liberty. Is a talk that was given by David Rockefeller back in 2002 called American Union 2005. And you'll hear David Rockefeller, who is the honorary chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations and served as its chairman for 15 or 20 years, its vice president for another 15 years or so, and talking about how they're going to get this through by 2005. Well, fortunately, they failed, but they know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people. Colonel, do you think that the people, when they finally realize that there is an elite here that has a different agenda, how do they feel when they realize they've been lied to, and these people like Michael Medved and, of course, Rush Limbaugh and all these great so-called conservatives viciously attack anybody who talks about this plan for the American Union when David Rockefeller openly admitted, and we have almost an hour and a half video of him talking about the American Union back in 2002. How do they feel when they realize they've been lied to by our so-called conservative commentators?
Yeah, well, people are truly incensed. We have supporters. I have people that worked on my campaign for Congress in 2006 that are just so angry at the Republican Party and for letting these people do this. These are people that voted twice for Ronald Reagan, that voted twice for George W. Bush, and then found out that they were being lied to. And as a result, now we're getting enormous support from all across the political spectrum. And the truth is, there is no longer Republican nor Democrat, conservative nor liberal, hawk nor dove. There are only patriots demanding accountability, speaking truth to power, and exercising our constitutional right to save our republic. And anybody that wants to join us and become a member of the Patriots, and it doesn't cost anything, just go to our website, thepatriots.us.
That's thepatriots.us, and what will they do when they get there?
Well, they can find out all about my tour, they can read what the Patriots is all about, and they can click on a page to join and send us their information. We especially want email addresses, and they have to be very carefully printed if you mail them in, or you can email us so that we have your correct email address. Everybody that does that will wind up getting a copy of my State of the Union address in its final form. It is still going through revision night after night, getting a little bit better all the time, but in its final form, it will go out to all the patriots.
And basically, of course, people have to understand that freedom is under attack today. And while most people think that our enemy is Al-Qaeda or Osama bin Laden hiding in a cave over there, it is not Al-Qaeda or Osama bin Laden that take away our freedom. It's the people in Washington, D.C. See, through a series of laws and the most latest one was May of last year, and the National Security Presidential Directive, was the Homeland Security Presidential Directive, are certainly two of the most draconian things you've ever heard of, and you may never have heard of them. You can find them on the White House governor's site, you can Google them in, the Homeland Security Presidential Directive 20, National Security Presidential Directive 51, But, of course, Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and certainly Bill O'Reilly are going to tell you about those. I'm sure you're acquainted with it, but the draconian move really moving us towards dictatorship, aren't you, Colonel?
Absolutely. And in essence, they have given George W. Bush the power to declare an emergency, even, there's just a serious storm someplace or under any provocation that he wishes, he can declare an emergency, become the dictator, declare martial law, round up dissidents and put them in concentration camps, if they can find soldiers who will train their guns on the fellow American citizens.
Well, Chris,
we are in enormous danger, and we need to stop all this, and we will.
Chris, the thing is, now they have their professional mercenaries, the Blackwater, professional killers. They're being trained over there in Iraq. And remember, Chris, when we had Katrina, and they didn't have enough National Guard. They were all over there fighting over there in Iraq. So they brought the Blackwater, professional killers going door to door, picking up guns or else.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions. War in Iran? A coming one-world church? In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom Dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builder's Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you his powerful tape at absolutely no charge to help you get started today. Call 1-800-920-9827. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money, and once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful tape. There's absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-920-9827. 1-800-920-9827. 1-800-920-9827.
Right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this afternoon is Dr. Bob Bowman, and Dr. Bowman, would you like to, Chris, to get out your website once again, and then again we'll announce where you're going to be speaking.
Sure. The website is thepatriots.us.
Thepatriots.us, okay. And, Chris, is there a telephone number or anything of that sort you'd like to get out?
Well, I'm on the road now, and the only way people can get a hold of me is through my cell phone. I will give you that because I trust your listeners not to abuse it. It's area 321-258-0582. And if they go to the website, they can click on my tour. They can get a tour schedule. There's a place where they can click to find out if I'm coming to their vicinity, what the nearest location is going to be. So we hope to see a lot of them around the country as we go on for the next 2 months or so.
All right, fine. And, of course, the The Colonel is going to be speaking on Wednesday, and he's going to be in Santa Cruz. And if you want to get information on tickets, you can. Call 477-4556 or email santacruz911truth@yahoo.com.
Now, that's Thursday in Santa Cruz. Wednesday is in Monterey.
Right. And there that's going to be presented by it's going to be at the Unitarian Universalist Church.
That's right.
490 Aguizito Road. Doors open at 7. Event starts at 7:30, and of course the information is available at 831-375-2016. That's 831-375-2016. If you're in the Monterey area, that's on Wednesday at the Unitarian Universalist Church, 490 Aguizito Road, and then here in Santa Cruz, it's going to be at the University Inn, but we all know it is the old Holiday Inn on Ocean Street at 611 Ocean. Doors open at 6 p.m. Event starts at 7. Tickets here are $10 in advance or $15 at the door, $4 for students or those of us who are seniors or with an ID. And advance tickets are available at Streetlight Records. And if you want more information, call 477-4556. That's 477-4556. If you didn't get the information, well, you can just give us a call here at 1-888-24 Liberty and or 464-8295, and we'll try to get that for you. Colonel Bowman's going to be speaking about how we're going to take back America, and he is making a nationwide tour. Now, are you getting any coverage at all in the controlled media?
No. No, in some of the smaller towns, we've gotten some good coverage by, local family-owned newspapers, but for the most part, we've been studiously ignored. We have had some good radio coverage, including by some of the mainstream broadcast stations, but for the most part, we're depending on folks like you and others who independent voices that stand for a true constitutional United States. And so here we are.
Well, I think it's so important for our listeners to understand is that most of our leaders don't believe in the Constitution. It gets in the way. You see, the Constitution is to limit the power of government, and these people feel that once they're elected, now they have the right to all the booty. And it's you, people like you and me out here in the hinterlands, who want to preserve our freedom, that are the problem.
Yes, and can you imagine our president, who took an oath swearing to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States, when he was confronted with it, swearing that it was just a GD piece of paper.
Well, I think that we need people who believe in the Constitution. And what was really so interesting was at the Republican debates, there was only one congressman who talked about the Constitution. And maybe we had to get back to the Constitution. We had to limit the power of government and get rid of big government before it got to
Ron Paul.
Right, and why the commentators were just furious. You're suggesting we do away with the Department of Education and the Department of Health, and oh my goodness, how could we possibly survive without the federal government supervising everything like they do in Russia? And that's just the sort of country that they really want. And but I don't
think they don't do that in Russia anymore. They've got rampant, uncontrolled capitalism over there, which is even worse than they had before.
I mean, well, what about, of course, what's happening here as far as the media is concerned now? Do you think that the media in the United States is somewhat controlled and using its power to alter what the American people are allowed to hear?
Oh, of course they are. Of course they are, because what we have now is a monopoly control of the media by a handful of corporations. I think last time I saw, there were six corporations that owned essentially all of the major newspapers, radio stations, and television stations in the whole country. And these are the very same corporations that are profiting from the wars that we're fighting. And so they're not going to criticize the wars. They're not going to criticize the events which led to the wars, like the 9/11. They're not going to call into question what really happened on that day. They're not going to support an independent investigation. They're not going to talk about the Constitution. They could care less about the truth. And the airwaves that are supposed to belong to the American people are not serving our interests. They're being used not to inform the American people, but to brainwash them.
Well, I certainly agree with you. Well, let's get in when you're going to be talking about the solution to the problem. Would you like to give us a little preview of what you're going to be saying? What is the solution? How are we going to take America back? How are we going to get the American people to really value freedom? You see, if you've never lived without it, you can't understand what it would be like to go to bed every night fearful that a knock would come at the door. They always love to come at nighttime to get you. And in fact, increasingly this is happening with our SWAT teams here in America. They come at night. And of course, they're militarizing our police. And then they're training our police. They're training the military to be used against the American citizens. That was the significance of the John Warner Defense Appropriation Act passed last October. So they could use the military against the American citizens, Colonel. Do you think the American military will be willing to fire on American citizens who are accused of not wanting to go along with the plan for the New World Order and the New World Religion?
No, I don't believe so. I believe that the people in the military will refuse to do that. However, I'm not so sure about Blackwater.
You're talking now about, of course, these professional mercenaries that have been trained. There have been tens of thousands of them trained over there, and they are professional killers, and they're being used over in Iraq. Nobody knows what they're used for, but last time we saw them here in America, they were being used in New Orleans.
And they're being paid enormous salaries. You'll have a Blackwater employee making $150,000 a year and up, working alongside a GI making $18,000 a year and doing the same job. And you can imagine what that does for morale in the military.
And I suppose, you know, when get paid that sort of money, you're told to kill Americans. Why? And besides, if you're unscrupulous, you're a trained killer, I'm sure that probably some of them will do it.
Yeah. And something else that the American people don't realize is that, get these enormous numbers of Blackwater mercenaries in Iraq and with these huge salaries, and it's being paid by the U.S. taxpayer.
And you see, the American people don't realize that we have, I think, 120,000, people who are contractors over there. Do we have any idea how many of them are Blackwater or these other mercenary groups?
Well, I'm not sure it matters much, but I believe that the vast majority of them are Blackwater.
All right, fine. Well, we have a real problem, ladies and gentlemen, because even the members of Congress are not allowed to know what is really going on. And I've heard them say this on television. We can't find out. Well, if members of Congress can't find out, why are they concealing it from Congress and from the American people? And what's really going on over in Iraq? This is the thing that bothers me. How could you do such a poor job unintentionally? Well, anyway, Colonel, what is your plan, and would you like to tell our listeners what can they do at this point, and what do you suggest that they do about the fact that our freedom is progressively being eroded by people who seem to have a different agenda, who seem to be wanting to do away with our national sovereignty and join us first into a North American Union, and then, of course, into joining all these various trade groups throughout the world into this one world government that our leaders seem to be so intent upon creating?
Yes, well, we have a great many things in my talk. As a matter of fact, my talk was an hour and a half, and we've pared it down to 45 minutes. But some of the suggestions that your listeners can implement wherever they are is to really look at the dream, the vision of how things should be in this country, and keep that alive. Spread the word to friends, family, loved ones. Again, in your voting, never support a corporate hack. And almost all of them are right now. We need new candidates. So run for office yourself. Run for Congress, run for state legislature, run for county commission. And like a great many of us, don't take corporate money. Only take contributions from ordinary people who ask nothing in return except to have a representative who serves the needs of all the people. There are a lot of other things. Letter writing sometimes works. If you have a member of Congress who is generally good but has been doing a few wrong things or hasn't been doing some of the right things, write them a handwritten letter on just one topic, very short letter, making it exact, very clear where you stand on the issue. Because they don't read these letters, they just count them. They put them in stacks. And so never write on more than one subject in one letter, because then they won't know what stack to put it in, and they'll just wind up throwing it away. So, you know, there are rules for being effective in lobbying your congressman on behalf of the American people. There's also ways that you can inform yourselves through the internet and through various organizations and radio shows like this one, and spread that word. Since we're denied the use of the corporate media, use the internet. Use the internet to discuss these things. Whatever your political party, support those who are independent of big money. If you're a Republican, you know, you probably ought to be supporting Ron Paul. If you're a Democrat, you ought to be supporting Dennis Kucinich or maybe Mike Gravel. But don't support the people who take the big money from the special interests, because they will serve those special interests when they get elected.
And, of course, most people don't even know that Dennis Kucinich is running. He is never mentioned by the controlled media any more than Ron Paul is mentioned by the controlled media running on the Republican Party, because they don't want you to know that you have an alternative other than those who have already been picked by the corporate elite.
Yeah. And those two gentlemen did extremely well in the New Hampshire primary debates, even though Wolf Blitzer abused them by hardly ever asking them a question and asking nonsense questions when he did. He gave all the meat to the top-tier candidates in their estimation. And it's funny because in the polls afterwards, Ron Paul always runs away with it. He's always picked as by far the best of the Republican candidates, and yet the major media dismiss him and are attempting to get him out of future debates.
Right, because if you haven't read this, of course, you're going to have to go to the internet to find out what's going on. I mean, mainline media will not tell you the truth. I mean, the last thing they would want is to have somebody, you know, running for the president who wanted to get out of the war, who wanted to limit the power of government, who wanted to do away with the Internal Revenue Service, who wanted to cut back on taxation, who wanted to do away with most of the government agencies that are not solving our problems. They're actually aggravating our problems. And that is not what those corporatists, those people who believe in an all-powerful government, really want. And
the only time they are interested in an all-powerful government is when it is serving their interests, because sure, they control it.
Right. But they do control the one we have now. That's the thing.
They certainly do. And that's why they get the government to do away with regulations or appoint their own lobbyists as the regulators, the proverbial fox minding the chicken coop.
And that's, of course, why we have, of course, with the Centers for Disease Control and the NIH, representatives of the drug companies and the vaccine manufacturers on all the commissions, and nobody's ever allowed to speak out against the medicines that they know are lethal and will do irreparable harm to the health of our people, or speak out against the vaccines loaded with mercury that are being given to the elderly and to our children today. And if you really believe that they've taken the mercury out of the childhood vaccines, what about the influenza vaccine they give to 6-month-old children and 7-month-old children, and then suggest they be given every year after that up until they're 5 years of age, when it'll do the maximum amount of damage? So, and of course, who are the people who make those decisions? Well, the vaccine manufacturers. And then we pass laws so that they can't be sued for all the harm that we're doing. Because the vaccine manufacturers said, we're not going to make vaccines if we can be sued or held responsible. And the government has made them above the law. This is the tragedy. And so, Colonel, I certainly applaud what you're doing. And once again, I want you to give your website so people will know where they can get in touch with you and to get your information.
ThePatriots.us.
ThePatriots.us, and certainly Colonel Bowman. Dr. Bowman's traveling across the country at his own expense now, speaking in every little hamlet and town and the big towns as well, trying to awaken the American people. He'll be in Monterey Wednesday. He'll be here in Santa Cruz on Thursday. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer. But every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, H-E-B grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. I hope you enjoyed our interview with Colonel Bowman. We hope many of you want to find out the truth about the wars of the last century. We have a DVD, a talk I've given called Iraq, the Untold Story, and you get it with or without a syllabus, but the syllabus gets like 150 pages or more, many documents that you'll never find elsewhere, and it takes you through all the wars of the last century. They were all contrived. You probably don't know that, of course, there was American corporations and the British government that were encouraging Adolf Hitler all during the Second World War, or that the Japanese had tried to surrender 6 months before VE Day, and we wouldn't allow them to. And we actually have an article out of the Chicago Tribune on the day the peace treaty was finally signed, and the Chicago Tribune could tell you what they'd known all along. The Japanese had been trying to surrender for 6 months, and we wouldn't let them. And the invasion of Iwo Jima, and the invasion of Okinawa, and the dropping of the bombs were totally unnecessary. You'll see the article out of the Chicago Tribune on August 15th, 1945, and so many documents, letters we've gotten out of the files, letters by Winston Churchill talking about the secret circle he was involved in. It's all there, and you'll certainly want to get the talk. Iraq, the Untold Story, it's available on DVD. And the syllabus, you can get the syllabus by itself, or the DVD by itself, or the two of them together at a special reduced price. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. And then if you want to understand what's going on, you have to understand the powerful spiritual forces that are energizing all of this. My talk, Secret, the Forbidden Secret, it's available on DVD with the syllabus, and you'll learn about the angel that rides in the whirlwind and directs his storm that George Bush talks about twice in his first inaugural address. Do you know who the angel is who rides in the whirlwind and directs his storm? He talked about twice, mentioned twice. Probably nobody ever mentioned it to you. You'll learn about that and so many other things. And, of course, the talk is The Forbidden Secret. Comes with a DVD, probably comes on DVD or VHS, but it also comes with the syllabus. We recommend you get them both at a decreased price, and the same thing with Iraq, the Untold Story, the story of all of the wars of the last century. You'll certainly want to get my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness, and then to put this into perspective, the very professionally done Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings and Riddles in Stone. That's Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings and Riddles in Stone. Available from Radio Liberty, that will certainly take you into the background of what this is really all about. The powerful secret societies working behind the scenes. And you'll even see the interviews with members of these secret societies trying to explain why, at least as far as Masonry, the name of their god, Yabalal, is really for Baal, the devil. Why do they have that name? And listen to what the Mason has to say, the Masonic apologist, as well as, of course, going to Mandy P. Hall's little library in Southern California. Mandy P. Hall's gone, of course, to be with his master, the devil, Satan. He was worshiped Satan. Understand, there really are people who do worship Satan in the world today. They believe there are two gods, and we worship the wrong one, and they're on the winning side, and we're on the losing side, and they believe we're approaching the climax in history, and you need to get the material available from Radio Liberty. You're not going to get it elsewhere, and you may wonder why the churches aren't talking about the spiritual battle, or the true nature of God, and that we are to fear God. We're all sinners. We never even talk about fearing God anymore. They've infiltrated our seminaries and changed the very nature of God. And a God is never anybody to be feared. He never punishes anybody. Why, of course, people don't really spend their eternity in hell. Or do they? What happens if we're being lied to by many of our spiritual leaders as well as our political leaders? Understand, we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Our website, RadioLiberty.com. Our telephone number, one.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places. We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, we have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if...
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
On the Information Radio Network, I'm John Russell. Correspondent Charles Hanley reports his first-hand experience of Iraq's violence.
An AP photographer and I were riding with a convoy northbound on the main highway north-south towards Baghdad. I believe we were about 30 miles south of Baghdad when suddenly in front of us, about a mile ahead, a bridge was blown up.
Traveling with the President, correspondent Mark Smith reports that President Bush is already turning his attention to domestic issues.